What outcome to focus on? Enabling customers to achieve an outcome is central to Generation 3 customer success. But people use the word outcome in so many ways that its meaning has become fuzzy. Let's start by clarifying the idea of an outcome in the context of Generation 3 customer success. Whenever someone buys a product or service, they have an outcome to achieve. Think about anything people spend money on, and there'll be an outcome that it addresses. They buy a hamburger to be full. They buy a movie ticket to be entertained. They buy a sports car to be noticed. Two types of outcome: product outcomes and success outcomes. Product outcomes are the direct benefit of using a product or service. In most cases, the customer has a bigger outcome they want to achieve. The product outcome is a means to an end, not an end in itself. We call the bigger outcome the customer wants to achieve the success outcome. It's what the customer considers success to be. To understand the relationship between product outcomes and success outcomes, imagine two circles, one inside the other. The outer circle is yellow and represents everything the customer needs to achieve their success outcome. The smaller inner circle, black in color, represents the products and services delivered by the vendor. The product outcome. The product outcome is a subset of the success outcome. Necessary, but not enough to enable the success outcome. Let's illustrate this relationship. Imagine someone goes to a hardware store to buy a drill bit. The hardware store manager knows the person doesn't want to own a drill bit for its own sake. The person wants to drill a hole in the wall. The direct benefit of owning a drill bit is the hole in the wall. The hole is the product outcome. But the customer doesn't want a hole in the wall for its own sake either. They want to hang a photo or a picture, perhaps a family portrait. The family portrait hanging on the lounge room wall is the success outcome. A restaurant provides another example. The restaurant offers good food and service. People will go to the restaurant to enjoy the food and service. Enjoyable food is the product outcome, the direct benefit of the restaurant's product and service. But people don't go to the restaurant for the food alone. They go for an enjoyable evening with family or friends, or perhaps for a business meeting. The success outcome is a good evening out or a successful business meal. Enjoyable food is part of the equation, but not enough by itself.